Radley from McConey here. We're staying until 10 o'clock. Welcome, Hot Club of Cowtown.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you? Left to right, we've got Jake on the double bass there.
Evening.
And Damien on the drums in the corner. All right, I do like it when drummers do that.
I do too.
You know, and Whit on the guitar there.
Hello, Michael. Hi,
yeah, good to see you. And Ilana on the fiddle. When you were on tour with Bob Dylan, did he try and sell you any of his dead dog poems, Ilana, at all?
No, I can't say that he did. No, no.
I tell you what, I would love to meet Bob Dylan. What is he? Like, does he say anything to you? Because you guys were all on tour with him, weren't you? And Willie Nelson. Is he friendly?
He is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's really just a cool, laid-back guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does he wear that hat all the time?
All kinds of things.
Yeah. He's a man of many hats.
Yeah, right.
I imagine he's got several hats, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's got a few.
That he's acquired down the years.
Is he smallish?
And when he's sitting down, I guess.
Yeah. Ilana, you're not saying anything.
No, is he?
I think the answer to all those questions is yes.
Ryan. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway. That's the Bob Dylan stuff done.
Paul Burkett saw you at the Sheffield Memorial Hall on Sunday. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, that was great. That was a great show.
He very much enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Paul.
He said he hadn't heard of you before, but he's bought all your albums now.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
There you go. Yeah, satisfied customer, yeah.
And
he said, "This. I don't know if this will mean anything to you." He says, "I've not heard anything as good as this since I first saw Gentle Giant."
Do you know Gentle Giant?
Who are a very obscure British progressive rock group of the 1970s. Yeah, so you're in good company there.
Quicksilver Messenger Service kind of thing? Not quite.
Robert Fripp.
Robert Fripp, maybe?
They're a bit frippish. A bit King Crimson.
Yeah. There we go.
They're not at all Hot Club of Cowtown.
No, this is very definitely, Paul's very definitely a man of incredibly eclectic taste if his two favourite bands are you and Gentle
very
Giant.
Right.
Yeah.
Gentle Giant were noted for having no Western swing influence.
Hardly any.
A lot of bands noted for that.
Well, there you go.
And also, John Haley's been on and said, thanks to the Hot Club for a fantastic show at Biddulph. Town Hall.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a rockin' show.
Not in the police station, mind you.
That was our first show.
Was it? Yeah, that's right. The first night of the tour, they said it was the most exhilarating show we have ever staged.
Wow.
Right. They don't put on a lot there, but, nevertheless, it's quite
we'll
a compliment.
We'll take it.
So how have you been? Where have you been? What have you been doing since last you were here?
We've been traveling all over the world, but we've been looking forward to getting back to see you guys.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the world over just like you. I think we can safely say that. I think you already know.
Bless you.
No contest.
We went down to Australia.
We
played a lot.
In Australia for a couple weeks.
New York. We were in Massachusetts. We were in California. We were in Southern California. We played us.
All in the space of just
about a month.
A few weeks.
Really? That was last month.
Yeah, we got a lot of mileage points last month.
So the word is spreading then.
Hopefully. It's kind of, I was imagining it earlier, it's like going all around the globe, lighting little tinder fires all over each continent with a lighter, you know, and you hope that something's going to start.
And with this new album, and we've been playing songs from it, and Reunion we've played a couple of times. I mean, that seems to be kind of like taking the Western swing thing, but kind of developing it into something that's more specifically yours. Is that right?
I would like to think so, yeah. I think we try to do that with this record, make some songs that were a little bit more ours.
Yeah, good. But the old stuff's good too, though.
Thank you.
You never lose your roots.
Right, so we have the first tune.
Yeah.
Here's another mix. Well, we kind of mixed a little of Django Reinhardt meets Willie Nelson, early Willie Nelson on this one. Maybe.
The same guitar, Whit?
This one is. It's had a bit of a facelift. It's slowly being restored.
It's a beautiful sort of, it's a Sunburst single cutaway Gibson of what vintage?
It's a 46 L5, and it used to, but it has sort of like a Stella Burst to it now. I don't know where, someone took a spray can to it.
So this is Willie Nelson meets Django Reinhardt with a bit of
what
Gentle Giant.
Shall we try that?
Yeah.
we'll throw a little Gentle Giant in, why not?
Okay, it's called Sleep.
There we go.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Oh, sleep. Sweet sleep. Why won't you come find me? Must you always remind me of all the things I left undone? It's dark out, the lights out, my mind should be dimming, but I thrash like I'm swimming, elusive sleep, why won't you come? plague me through the night. Keep me up till morning light, like a bullet trying to pick a fight. And there's just no way to run. It's daybreak, my legs. I just started dreaming, and the clock's already screaming. Another weird day's begun.
It's wonderful to have you back. It's fantastic. You know, I was just thinking, watching Whit play the guitar in the intro, and I can't move my fingers that fast on the guitar, even if I'm not bothering which notes I'm hitting.
Yeah.
But you know what? Spookily, when he played, there was a run right in the middle of the instrumentals with fiddle and with guitar, when it did sound strangely gentle,
a
giant,
like,
and
gentle
proggish.
Yeah.
About
it's all becoming
15,
clear.
So if that was
it's
inserted...
It's all becoming clear now.
Did you put that in on purpose, then?
We put it in on purpose, but I'm not sure. Yes, it occurred to us too.
So that's called Sleep, but it's the least somnolent piece of music I can imagine. So there you go.
That is great. Fantastic. Lovely to have you back on the show. Hot Club of Cowtown, and we've got two more tunes to come from them during the course of the programme.
Radcliffe and McCody here on BBC Radio 2. Apparently that's where you are tonight, Hot Club of Cowtown. I'm just checking your tour dates. Did you know that? There you are. 8 o'clock, it says here.
Simon, did you get that?
The Inn at... You're in Fife tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
The Inn at... Is that Lathones? I don't know. Do you know that?
It's far away, we know that.
Is it? Yeah.
We would say Lathones, is that right?
I don't know.
I'm guessing Lathones, yeah. Bury, Leicester, Birmingham, Maidstone. So are you all kind of, eased your way into the UK leg tour now? You got used to all our crazy accents and stuff like that, yeah? All again, yeah?
Oh, we're still getting used to the accent.
Are you?
Yes.
You're following our crazy news stories?
Yes.
Do you like to, we've got people from Aberdeen, the Lemon Tree, saying that was great as well. But your tour dates seem to take in places, not particularly Aberdeen, but like Biddulph, does not, with all due respect to Biddulph,
down to Shagford, down in Devon, for that matter.
Right.
Get to see a lot of the country, it's great.
Is that a deliberate policy to kind of go to places that kind of live music doesn't always get to on a touring thing anyway?
Well, when you got 2 weeks and you're going to play a show every day, you sort of run out of some cities and you want to fill them in, you want to keep going. And then you get to meet all kinds of people and play all kinds of venues. Bar mitzvahs, rodeos, you name it.
I'm just looking down your tour dates now. I hadn't quite noticed the gap in dates, but I see on the Chagford Village Hall, and then the next date, the Twang Fest at St. Louis, Missouri. And I was going to break it to you that you've left yourself a hell of a travelling day.
You've noticed that.
Yeah, but, but I see that, in fact, there's quite a large gap between the two. So well done.
When we came back from Australia, we did that, though. We did 3 weeks in Australia, and then we landed in New York and caught planes to upstate New York, where we started a week-long tour in New York. So
the best has been in Yerevan, Armenia, one on a Thursday night, and a lunch north of San Francisco the following day.
Wow.
No.
They did that to us.
We were late to that, though, surprisingly.
Yeah.
We didn't smell very good either.
Talking about being on tour, have any of you seen that film Anvil?
No.
Have you? Oh, you've got to see that. There's a heavy metal band, Anvil, Canadian heavy metal band, Anvil. Yeah, do you remember them, Jake?
I saw a bit of a documentary or something. Yeah.
That's it. Okay, that's it. That's the film, Anvil, the story of Anvil.
I'm going to see the whole thing.
Which, I mean, it's like kind of, you're watching that, and it's like you think, this cannot be real. This must be Spinal Tap.
And it
right?
is. It is real.
And it is real.
Oh, God. That's my favorite genre. Is this.
I know, but for spending a lot of time on the road, like you guys. There's some things on there that are very funny and things that break your heart.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
wow,
it is.
That sounds great.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious and tragic, yeah.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
you've got yeah. to see that. It's
Did you
great.
See Some Kind of Monster? That was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, is that...
The Metallica?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with all the therapists?
Yes.
And things?
It was incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but someone told me there's a bit where they're paying him about kind of $10,000 a day.
We right. only paid $120.
And he says, I think you need me to stay. You need me to stay.
Yeah,
on.
They're
like,
saying...
Well,
we could, yeah.
actually, we're yeah. paying you... Yeah, it's like $10,000 yeah. a day. I think we're feeling better.
We're feeling better. He said, and he says, this is just the point at which I become useful sort of thing.
Right,
isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
I must see that. I must see that. We had Miranda Lee Richards on the show last night, who was playing beautiful ethereal folk-tinged music, been taught to play guitar by Kirk Hammett from Metallica.
Yeah. Seemed unusual. She's a big Mazzy Star fan, so it's all rather unusual. Yeah. So how many therapists do you take on the road with you? Have you economized down to kind of one or two? Yeah.
The drummer's doing double duty as therapist.
Yeah. He has hours in his hotel room later.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
Right. Session. Yeah. Okay. Room 155. Don't be late. Bring the whiskey.
Should we have another tune?
Right. Let's do it.
Are you going to do another one off the new record?
Yes, we will. We're going to do a Tom Waits song. And,
oh, great.
This is one off the new record. It's called The Long Way Home.
Have you met Tom Waits?
Not yet.
And I'd love to meet Tom Waits. I've never even seen him play live.
No, haven't either.
No.
He did that tour a little while ago where he toured based on astrological shapes. That was cool.
You got to love that, haven't you? Yeah, okay. Perfect. Ready? Thank you.
And show the way back home. There's a light up ahead. I can't go very long. Forgive me, pretty baby, why I always take the long way home. Money's just something you throw off the back of a train. And got a head full of lightning. And I have take the long way home. Come with me.
Lovely stuff. Hot Club of Cowtown. And you probably could have guessed that was a Tom Waits song from the eerily similar vocal delivery. Don't you think? Even if you hadn't known.
All right, we got one more tune to come from the guys before the end of the show. And a show and tell, of course. This is Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Hot Club of Cowtown are here. And we've got one more tune. And then a show and tell track that someone in the group has picked. Are you still based in Austin, or are you sort of spread all over now?
We are based in Austin, but some of us are spread all over the place.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But the heart of the band is based in Austin.
Yeah. We didn't get to go to Austin this year. We were very, very well. I was very, South very disappointed. South, yeah. Very. First year I've not been in like 6 years. Oh, I missed it. Oh, I missed it like hell.
When that South by Southwest thing comes to town, I mean, which is like, you know, 10 bands in every bar and in every kind of little kind of yard outside a bar and all that. Do you think I'm going to leave town for 2 years?
I love it.
Do you? Yeah.
But sometimes it's a relief to get out of town.
Yeah.
We've done it before, and we did it this year. But we've also been relieved to be out of town when it's going on.
Yeah.
It's at, you know, some
it's
years
a zoo.
As well.
It's so crazy, because they have a film festival that goes on, and everything else all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know. But all your friends come in, you have to go see people, they all come to you.
If you could sort of do it every other year, that might be the
thing. Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Yeah.
And we have been in, living there, you know, we play the Continental Club, and we get to do like a 4-hour afternoon set. It's great. People come in from town, meeting their friends, getting a drink, going off to see some show. They keep rallying there, meeting there, and we're just
you
know, playing all day.
It's fun. I love it. Are you guys going to go next year?
Well, I don't know.
I am. I've decided whether or not ready to go. I'm going to go for a holiday. I'm just going to go as a punter. I absolutely love it. Yeah. Do the bats still come out of the bridge every night? Yay, great. Yeah.
Gotta see
them. I remember going there, and it was cold the only time I went there. Had to buy a jumper when I was there.
I think that's when we went to Grimsby, you're thinking.
Oh, was it? I always get that. Right, we'll have the last tune. What are you going to play for us this time?
It's a happy hoedown.
Fiddle tune.
Swim around her mouth. Now get along home, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Right. Went up on a mountain, give my horn a blow. I thought I heard my Cindy say, under comes my bow. Now get along home, Cindy. If I can't have a girl, I won't have none at all. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, I say. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, I say.
fantastic. See, I think that rather like Radio to itself, with its great songs from the shows and street party tunes, yeah. Hot Club of Cowtown are a force for good.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And uplifting the spirits
right.
of the nation.
That's right. So. Don't ever use those powers for evil, though. That would be a bad thing to do, yeah.
And you can see the Hot Club tonight at the Fife, the Inn at Lathones. I wish I was
tonight.
Going.
We'll go up tomorrow night, I think.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're never going to get it tonight.
Okay. Tomorrow night, I beg your pardon. And then Bury the Met on Friday in Leicester, Birmingham, Maidstone, Swindon, Norwich, Dingwalls in London, which is a venue I like a lot, on the 28th, Brighton, Devon, Chagford Village Hall.
And then right. the day after,
AC/DC wanted that.
There we go. To get some frozen custard.
Yeah. Salisbury Gate said. Oh, and also, we'll see you again at Cambridge Folk Festival.
Oh, you're going to be there?
We're going to be there.
Yeah. That's the plan.
So we look forward to that, yeah. And in Broadstairs, you are at Folk Week as well. So we'll catch up with you somewhere down the road, certainly. Right. Now, I'm going to sneeze, so you do this bit.
Okay, show and tell. Hey! So, there, tribute to Jack Douglas. There he is, bless you. Gesundheit. A show and tell. You've chosen a record. I believe there's some significance to you. Wait, is that yours tonight?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I believe they chose it.
Tell us a little about it.
Oh, all right. Well, when I was a kid, my parents used to like to listen to the Rolling Stones a lot, and I picked up on the energy as a toddler, and so I began, some of my first words were Rolling Stones lyrics, and I used to sing this for my dad and his friends, much to their mirth, and much to my ignorance. Yeah, it's a, you gotta fix it, Charlie, you gotta mix it, love, it's a bitch.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And they disintegrate on me.
Yeah.
Okay,
fantastic.
So we'll have Bitch from Sticky Fingers. That was me. I love the
for
fact
all
that
the toddlers out there listening.
I love the fact that the CD reissue, which I've got here, they've taken the trouble of putting the zip off.
Oh, fantastic. That's a Warhol picture, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is indeed,
Someone's Tidy Whitey's underneath there.
Yeah. That's right. Andy Warhol underpants. And
I don't think that's Andy Warhol himself. I could be wrong, though.
Now, it looks more like Mark. What's his name there? You know who I meant.
I didn't even know what Sticky Fingers meant.
We'll move on.
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg, that's the name of the
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, yeah, okay. Yes. All right, great seeing you.
Nice
thanks for coming back.
See you soon.
Thank you, everyone.